Large saltwater crocodiles could be in safari hunters' sights within a year, according to Tony Abbott's Indigenous Affairs Minister. Nigel Scullion says the ban on croc hunting is very close to being lifted and could inject tens of thousands of dollars into impoverished Aboriginal communities. The news has already been welcomed by some scientists and Indigenous groups, as James Glenday reports from Canberra.
Shooting a saltwater crocodile is a dream for many hunters, and across the world there are plenty of people who would pay $20,000 to $30,000 for the chance. But since the 1970s, there's been a ban in place in Australia to protect the iconic predator.
The science tells us that there is, in fact, not only sustainable levels of crocodile, there's probably undisturbed levels of crocodiles now in the territory.
Because of the reptile's recovery, the Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion's been pushing for the ban to be lifted, and he now believes he's on the verge of getting his wish.
This is about science. There's no difference from crocodiles and flathead, obviously, apart from size and teeth. Why would you not have safari hunting as a part of an existing management regime?
600 crocodiles are shot under permit in the Northern Territory every year, many because they pose a danger to humans or livestock. Successive NT governments and several members of the federal coalition want Aboriginal communities to be given the ability to sell 20 of the 600 permits to cashed-up hunters.
And I just think it's time to ensure that our first Australians can get a bite of the economic bullet.
Senator Scullion believes when an environmental agreement between the Commonwealth and the Northern Territory is finalised in the coming months, the NT government should be able to include safari hunting permits in its crocodile management plan. Leading reptile researcher Graham Webb says it's about time hunting was allowed, and he hopes animal rights activists will consider the economic benefits.
With all animal rightsy type things, people living in the cities, hunting and gathering in supermarkets, they've lost touch with what it's like to try and coexist with predators.
The chief executive of the Northern Land Council, Joe Morrison, is also on board.
You know, obviously not all Aboriginal communities want it, but there are a great majority that do want to see this move ahead.
Crocodile safari hunting was only rejected by the Abbott government just 15 months ago, but a bizarre internal fight within the coalition over the importation of stuffed lion heads from Africa put the issue back on the agenda. Some nationals were outraged in March when Environment Minister Greg Hunt banned the import and export of lion trophies without consulting them. Ever since, they've been pushing for the crocodile hunting ban to be lifted. Senator Scullion won't talk about the dispute, but he told AM most of the coalition decision-makers he's spoken to now think crocodile hunting is a good idea.
James Glenday reporting.